Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Uh-oh. We're back. Marks and Reese. I am working the morning show tomorrow, so I'll be
Angelo
on
Castaldi
at 6 o'clock
for Excited
Angelo.
For that wake up?
Working hard, man. You have time, you got to get up for that bad boy. Three?
Especially since you're driving from the Pocono.
I was going to say, you're driving far. You have to be here before the show.
I will be up at 1:30.
Wait, from the Poconos? You're actually driving from the Poconos?
Jack says live in the Poconos because I live in Collegeville. I don't actually live in the Poconos.
Okay.
It'll take me 35 minutes to get in the work.
You're getting up at 1:30. Woof.
But so here's why. I need to be seated and computer on with the coffee. Like, I can't walk in at 3:05 and then have to make coffee and get set up and everything else, and then it's 3:20 before I get working, right? So and I have to park in a garage and walk.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm parking to a garage. I'm
walking.
Well,
you can street park.
So, yeah, but then what?
Oh, it's street park. Well, then 8 to 10. You park there.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then you just have the 2 hours. You just put it on your meter up.
Yeah, you update.
I would have to get the app again.
Right. This sounds like too much for you to figure out at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I would much rather have done that before.
Right.
But I also would rather do that than have to walk and everything else. So anyway. Yes, I need to make sure that I am I have enough time to be prepared. So it's a 1:30. Listen, dude, when I work overnights on the weekend at CBS Sports Radio, I get up at 11:30. So I sleep from
11:30 like p.m.
p.m. Yes,
that's like not even getting up.
It's,
that's
well, I'm lucky. I'm lucky if I, but I can't stay awake even if it's an hour and a half that I sleep, and I don't really sleep.
Right,
like it makes me feel like I actually had, because then I'm up for the day, right? Like, people are calling in and they'll say, like, hey, you know, like, have a good night. Like, people are still going to sleep. Like, if you're awake, then it's the next day. If you haven't went to sleep yet, it's still Saturday.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Sounds rough. Well, excited. I'm excited to listen.
Oh,
when I get up at, you know, like 9:15.
It won't be rough at all. I'll be done at 10 o'clock.
That's true. Your day's over.
I get to drop my daughter off at school and then pick her up, which I never get to do.
What time does she go to school?
She's PM kindergarten.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
So I'm already gone to work.
Yeah.
I'm already gone to work, and then and then I'll be able to pick her up. So,
nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm excited to listen.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Are you a guest tomorrow, Elliot, or no? You're not?
On the morning show?
Yeah.
Well, if you want me at like 9:15, maybe I'll come on.
That's not your slot. That's your slot, right. I believe, is the 6:40.
Well, that's Monday, for what it's worth. Yes, Mondays I go on at 6:40.
All right, yeah, I've seen it. I look at the tweet every day to see what they're talking about, and I'll go back to rewind and listen.
Do you have your take yet?
Do I have my take?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to tune in tomorrow. All I'm going to say is the 6 o'clock is when they have the Hall of Fame results coming out.
Yes.
For MLB. So I'm
tonight
sure.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
in like a half hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has anything leaked about Barry Bonds?
I haven't seen. They're not getting in. So, I mean, I'll leak it right now. They're not getting in.
Oh, all right. There it is.
And that's not
an official report?
That's not a fact. That's just common sense. They're not getting in.
I could be a Debbie Downer.
Be the Debbie Downer. It's simple analysis. The people that hold on to their votes this long are old crotchety writers that are never going to put the steroid guys in.
It's so silly to think they can keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
Well, it'll have to be the Veterans Committee or whatever, which, by the way, they're Hall of Famers too. Like Joe Morgan always talked about how Barry Bonds shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame or guys like that. So
I agree. I think if he doesn't get in today, he's not getting in.
Well, we'll see. All right. The Chiefs-Bills game. On Sunday night, which, I mean, could it have been a better game? Especially the finish, right? Like, it was good enough through halftime. And then, I mean, it was 26 to 20-something with 2 minutes to go.
I mean, that's one of the best games. That is, no lie, one of the best games I've watched. Like, I mean, maybe since the Eagles Super Bowl, just in terms
that's
of,
what
like,
I said.
I can't think of a better game in any sport.
As far as a back and forth at the end, that was the Eagles and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And that's what it was at the end there. It was the matter of who was going to have the ball, who could make a player, who had a ball left.
Well, I wonder outside of Philly if people view that game that just happened as better than the Eagles Super Bowl.
Well, no. No, because you're a prisoner of the moment and you don't remember that many years ago. But that was a great game. Anyway, 42.7 million viewers. The most watched divisional playoff game in 5 years. During the fourth quarter, 90% of all TVs that were on in Kansas City were watching the game.
Like, what were those 10% doing? I would love to know what they were watching. Like, Judge Judy? Like, what are they watching?
PBS.
10%?
Well, yeah. If you're not a sports fan and you're not around anybody that is a sports fan, I guess. Even the non-sports fans you would think are at a party or over a house.
Well, what's also crazy is it was a divisional game. Like, this wasn't even the conference championship or the Super Bowl. It was a divisional game.
But it's a great matchup.
Oh, obviously. I'm just saying. Like, Super Bowl, everybody's watching.
I wonder what those numbers were in Philly during the Super Bowl. Like, the
average.
The Philly-specific numbers.
Like, what percentage of TVs weren't watching the Super Bowl?
Right. Now, Philly's obviously way bigger than KC.
Right.
But it's still, like, what else were you doing in Philadelphia besides watching the Eagles?
I mean, I would guess less than 5%. Like, I mean... Are there TVs that have to have other things on? Like, I can't think of...
It was a 56.2 rating in Philadelphia.
The Eagles Super Bowl?
The Eagles Super Bowl.
And this one was what?
Doesn't have the rating. That's why I'm trying to do a... And it's up. Neither and then Boston took top honors. Buffalo still led all markets even in the year the Philadelphia played.
Wow.
Yeah. So...
Man, what a crushing loss for Buffalo.
So that means, so the rating means that percentage with the televisions that were tuned in use. So that sounds.
No, there's no only 56% TVs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
2008 World Series Game 5 was a 51.6 rating, so 51% of TVs were watching it. And then, like
now,
I said,
is
with
like
the.
Of, this is the TVs that are turned on, obviously.
TVs
right?
that are turned on. So 56% of the TVs turned on. We're watching the Super Bowl, which I find very hard to believe.
No, we're misinterpreting that. There's no way only 56% of the TVs in Philly that were on.
No, or this 90% is bogus.
Well, to Jack's point, I mean, it is a bigger city, so I just, the Super Bowl with the Eagles on, I can't
But it's
imagine.
Also, it's. I mean, I would say it's also COVID, so maybe people were just watching the game because they
True.
Were sitting at home, but that's also more people with TVs on.
Right.
And more of a chance to not watch the game, though.
Yeah. That just sounds wrong.
It sounds crazy. But there you go. All right, Mike Washington Township. Back to the phones with Mike. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Mike?
I want to give you the guy who's drafted in the second round in a pass-happy NFL. Got to really compare Jalen Hurts to. Picked in the second round in a pass-happy NFL in like the 2001 draft. Was too small. His arm was too weak, and he wasn't a first-round pick because of it.
Who?
Turned out to be a Hall of Famer in Drew Brees.
Bull.
Look at his first year stats. He had a 60% completion percentage. Hurts was higher. 17 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. He went 8-8. Not his rookie year, his first full year as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy you compare him to. I'm not saying he's going to be that.
Listen, Mike. So Drew Brees was a second round draft pick for the same reasons, more or less, that Jalen Hurts was a second round draft pick.
Correct.
He was more undersized with his height too. But yeah, I mean, listen, they drafted Phillip Rivers and let him leave.
Exactly. Now he learned how to compensate for all his inefficiencies, and he became a tremendous Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm not saying Jalen's going to do that. I'm saying everybody pump the brakes, give the guy time to figure it out. Nobody reads defenses as well in year two as they do in year six.
Yep.
Favre had a gun, still couldn't read defenses.
Yeah.
Give the guy some time.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
It doesn't change the way I think about the position, but it's valid. It is now. You can't look at completion percentage in 2003 and compare it to now. Right, like
it's a different game.
It's 20 years later. Completion percentages are up significantly across the board. Defenses aren't allowed to do what they were back then. This is so geared towards the offense. So also keep that in mind when you're looking at numbers. But he also, I mean, you know, he also had success in San Diego before they let him leave. I mean, he had a year where he had 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, went 11-4 as a starter.
Yeah, and
he came back and was 9-7 the following year.
Well, the only reason they let him go is because of the neck there, or shoulder thing, right?
I just think to what Jack's point during the 5 for 5 is, like, you can't just keep coming up with examples of, like, this is a small percentage of people. And I'm not saying Mike's wrong. Like, yes, he could definitely improve. That's for sure. But there's also tons of second-round quarterbacks that have not panned out, right? So, ultimately, the Eagles know the most about this right now. They're around Jalen the most. They're in meetings with him. They're aware on how much he'll be able to improve. So, how hard they try to get another quarterback will tell you how much they really believe Jalen can improve.
All right, so earlier in the show, we told you that Herb from Northeast Philly had a meeting with the Philadelphia Phillies. And we didn't know exactly what was going on. And we have an update on that with Herb himself. Herb from Northeast Philly. Herb, how are you?
What's happening, Johnny Moore?
So what was this meeting that you had?
This is not about baseball. This is about the don't worry about, you know, just doing some things around there, you know. So I'm working on
You working concessions or what? What are we talking about here, Herb?
Something like that.
Okay, good.
Unfreaking believable.
Were you doing some driving for the Phillies there, Herbie?
Elliot.
What up?
Yo, gay.
Go ahead, Herb.
Okay, they can spread the field so Delonte Smith can go out and go get those pads, you know. Get those catches that we saw this weekend. What we saw Kansas City do at the end of the game. Okay? We need to spread the field. We got to open the field up.
So you think it's coaching?
We got the running game. Elliot, I'm going to tell you, they're going to need 5 running backs. They're going to need 4 running backs and 1 fullback. That's what they need. If I was coaching this team, they would have a fullback on the roster.
So you want more running plays?
I want to see 55. I want to see Jalen 55 to 45. 45 running the ball. It depends on the team. Every week is different.
Now, what kind of running are we doing? Mike Lombardi talked about Newt Rockne style when he was on with Angelo last.
Forget about Mike Lombardi.
He was in the NFL for a long time,
yeah,
Herb.
I know he was. I know where he is. I know all about
him. What makes you more of an expert?
We got a good team. They're running the ball. We need to get another lineman. It's all about how much money they're going to spend in free agency. We don't have to go in and get somebody in the draft. Let's see what they do in free agency first.
All right.
You know what, like I told you a year ago, with the 3 picks that they got?
Yeah.
They will make a deal. You guarantee you're going to get their.
All right, Herb. Thank you, Herb. Thank you. Thank you, Herb. Appreciate it.
What was his point there? He was trying to – he wants to run it more?
We're never really sure what the end goal is.
No.
He
wants to get Delonte in space more.
Right.
All right.
Which is a big thing.
We're
for
never
him.
Really entirely sure of what he wants them to do. But we know that he wants a fullback and he wants a power running game.
He also kept the details of the meeting secret.
He's probably driving for the
highly disappointing.
Yeah, because he drives for the Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah.
All right, so I think he's probably looking at something similar.
No, I think he's driving around the Fanatic on the hot dog shooter.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would really be awesome.
Just to hear Herb,
or give Herb a hot dog shooter.
That'd be a better idea.
Could be. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Finish up on the phone lines after the text line.
Text line.
Has Kenny Pickett signed up for Social Security yet? Mark in Montco.
Well, he will be 24 when he's a rookie.
It's definitely a concern. Desmond Ritter's only 22. I thought he was older. But, yeah, Kenny Pickett being 24 is not ideal.
He's not quite Chris Wienke, who was 26, I believe.
Yeah, but Whedon was 26, I think, too, right?
Whedon was a 28, wasn't he?
Ah, sounds like Kenny Watkins.
He was 28.
He was pretty old. He played minor league baseball before going back to college.
Oh, yeah.
So which is the biggest concern about Pickett? He's 25. He wears 2 gloves, or he committed to Temple first.
Two gloves.
Definitely the two gloves. He keeps trying to take these shots at Temple.
No, it's fine. I mean, listen, he also didn't go to Temple for a reason.
Right.
Yeah, he was a 28-year-old first-round selection, Brandon Weeden.
That's insane.
Imagine if Browns.
Could you imagine if they drafted a 28-year-old?
Yeah, like, who would ever do that? Who would ever do that? Was he a firefighter, too?
Yeah, good point.
And an offensive guard on top of it in the
28?
First round. He was close, wasn't he?
26.
Yeah, I think he was 26.
Well, 2 years younger.
And Elliot, I was doing player shows at the time at night, and I had to do I alternated between Doran Boss, who was great, Riley Cooper, and Danny Watkins. And Danny Watkins wasn't playing. It was his rookie year. He didn't get active until like halfway through the season. So I was doing shows where he wasn't active.
Yeah, I don't know what you ask him.
What am I?
You could have picked his brain on fires.
We did talk a little because he used to bring.
Did he show up all like smoky, like having just fought one?
No, but he did. He did bring like the local firehouse from Jersey with him to a couple of the broadcasts.
First.
They were his buddies.
Should have been your first red flag.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
it was that, and he didn't seem too fond of the offensive line coach. I'm like, oh, this is trouble.
Yeah, he's an all-time bust.
All-time bust.
Puts Dillard in some perspective. I mean, at least Dillard's a serviceable backup.
Yeah, I mean, actually, Dillard is.
I also think
it's all right.
If Dillard had to play, like if you got him out there at left tackle for 10 or 11 games in a row, it'd be interesting to see how he would improve versus my Mailata just ended up being so good.
Yeah, Watkins was 26. I think that, I mean, he might end up being a starter, Dillard.
Dillard, yeah.
He might end up being a starter somewhere. He's going to get a shot.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, what's next?
Thanks for sticking it to OG Wade like that, Elliot. Going to listen to the podcast so I can take notes. Mike in King of Prussia.
Yeah, my guy OG was a little worked up there. But I love when he calls.
Yeah, I mean I'm numb to it now. He's not Jack, would you agree there's been a little bit of a shift as far as how good Jalen Hurts is in his mind?
I was gonna say I heard it a little bit in his voice too. I forget what it was he said that caught my attention that seemed to be backing off from Jalen a little.
Well, Chuck's a fraud. I mean, because Chuck had called the midday show yesterday basically saying he's out on Hurts, and now he's yelling at us for.
I was gonna say I did think I heard Chuck say that he would be interested in drafting a quarterback.
Right. Very disappointing.
After watching those playoffs.
Well, you and Chuck have something in common.
We both know quarterbacks.
It took a year for you both to bail on Jalen Hurts.
Well, look, I was still ultimately right about Jalen. We'll just see moving forward.
You were right. How were you right?
Well, I said that he would take him to the playoffs, and he did.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that, Jack, that he took him to the playoffs?
Yeah, people forget that.
So, so how about this? What did Spike put out on whatever that thing is where he was giving credit to Giglio
and the camera
or something? What did they say?
It was about making the playoffs.
Right. Guess who else predicted that they were going to make the playoffs? Me.
Here's the thing about that. I feel like you were not as into it as.
No. You know why I'm not? Because
was his official prediction the playoffs, Jack?
Yes. And he got up from, I think he had 11.
I went to 9, and I said the reason why they would make the playoffs was they would win the last game of the season because it wouldn't matter to the Cowboys, and they would rest everybody. Meanwhile, the Eagles rested everybody, but I gave them the playoffs because of circumstance. Really, the reason why they made the playoffs, but here's the reason why. I don't need to remind everybody and brag about stuff or make
Spike
it my
reminded.
Entire
Spike reminded.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is that I don't need to make it about me and make it my crusade that I have this take and I'm going to live and die with the take. I'm just a fan of the team.
Well, you know, when you're right so often, you have to remind people, I guess, right?
All right, what's next?
Which show wants to claim Mad Mike? Bueller, 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 Mike in Birdsboro.
Well, Jack?
I think Mike's ours.
I don't think, well.
I think he's Go Birds.
Mad Mike is not a Go Birds.
He's absolutely a
no
Go
one
Birds
responds
guy.
To what he does on Go Birds.
I don't think that's
what
true.
What he does
one.
Here.
Here's the reality of the things. One. He calls the mornings. He'll call Tom Kelly at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Does he really?
Well, he calls Tom Kelly at 5 o'clock in the morning after something good happens with the Eagles so he can claim
win.
That he called it.
Well, here's a Mad Mike thing. He did not call. I don't know if he was calling you guys, so maybe this does count. But he was not calling us when they were on this winning streak and like going to the playoffs.
He was suddenly busy with work.
Silent.
Yes.
No,
yes.
When things are good, that's when he has the meetings, and I'll taunt him, I'll message him and say, oh, yeah, busy today with the meetings.
Exactly,
and
exactly.
Then he'll call in. But I don't. But also, I have hung up on him when he comes on the day after a win because I want people to enjoy the win.
Right.
So sometimes he feels like he needs to wait a day or two before coming and responding in.
Well, he's learning his character.
Jack, are we gonna make him decide on a show, or are we just gonna say that he can spread his madness?
Yeah,
or
I mean,
like,
we do
everywhere.
That with Black Gritty. You know, Black Gritty calls
he won't
everyone.
Do it. Well,
he's
won't
a
do
Go-Birds
it.
Caller.
He's not a Go-Bird.
He's absolutely a Go-Bird.
He's
caller.
A sports radio caller, and he doesn't want to be grouped into one show. He doesn't want to be the property
he's
of one
a
show.
Caller.
Black Gritty?
Yeah.
He calls us a couple times a week.
We're only on once a week, so it's tougher.
He calls middays a couple days a week. I heard Mad Mike on it like 150 today with middays, so he spreads his love everywhere.
Yeah. Well, he's got to get his brand out there.
All right. What's next?
I don't care about taxes or warm weather. All I care about is how Cheerleaders is. James in Brooklyn.
Yeah, so James Harden's known to love the strip clubs.
Yes.
And they're, I guess, famous in Houston.
Oh, yeah. I think they're...
Well, his jersey's retired in Houston.
Yeah, one of the strip clubs. Yeah.
So, I think he's going to end up in Miami. I feel like it checks all his boxes.
I feel like as far as weather and non-taxes and...
Strip clubs.
Yeah. And culture and, you know, big-bootied women.
Well, like, can he convince himself that he has just a good chance to win with the Heat as he does the Sixers? Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
Joel's better than anyone on the Heat, but...
Yeah, but here's the thing.
The Sixers aren't better than the Heat.
Here's the thing. Right, that Joel's playing great, and he's an MVP candidate, and we know how talented he is and what he's doing right now, but he's got to do it in the playoffs, right? Like we've seen him.
100% agree.
We've seen him do stretches like this before. When you get to the playoffs, you have to be the best player, and you have to drag your team to a series win. And he hasn't done that in the big series.
He doesn't have a big playoff impressive win.
It's the Raptors, right?
They lost.
The windmill dunk.
But I'm saying in that series.
No, they lost the series. I'm talking about a game.
I think in the NBA, like, individual games don't count as playoff wins.
You got to win a series.
Yeah, it's series. He has with Embiid as their best player, the Sixers have never had an impressive series win.
They haven't gotten past the second round. So
right, and they lost as a heavy favorite last year.
Yep. What's next, Jack?
You just admitted to a crime live on air, Marks. Real smooth, idiot. The CEO of Paramount.
Yes, I wouldn't say it's a crime, but yes.
We'll see it, pal.
Poor kids aren't going to be able to watch Puppy Patrol.
Yeah, we'll see if you're on the morning show tomorrow.
No, you don't need that to watch Paw Patrol, but you needed, what was it? My wife actually during the show was texting me and said, can you sign up for Paramount Plus again with a different email address and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I'm not doing anything else. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, let me sign right up.
Might just be time to bite the bullet and pay that $5.99 a month.
I can't waste any more money on this stuff. Seriously. Like, where does it end?
Well,
where does it stop?
Well, that's the interesting part about people that, like, cut the cord is you end up spending so much on signing
on everything
up for all
else.
These things. You're basically just paying for cable.
Yeah, I, the last thing I need is Paramount Plus to not use that. All right, any more, Jack?
Thank you for advocating for me today, E. Been reading your work since the GCOB.com days. Kenny putting his second glove on in New Jersey.
You wrote for GCOB.com?
Yeah, that was my first internship was with Gary Kopp, GCOB.com. So I was there for like 2 or 3 years.
Did you get actual college credit for that for 2 or 3 years, or were you just working for free?
No, it wasn't like a class or anything. I don't think I did, but it was... I mean, it was amazing for me. Like, I'm very grateful for him giving me that opportunity.
Of course, you got a chance to write on a website that people read.
And I got to go to practice at Lehigh. I was actually thinking about this a few days ago. Back at Lehigh, I think it was 2012 or 2011. I remember I was sitting on the steps waiting for like a bus after practice, and this offensive lineman came sat next to me. And at the time, I'm like, "Who's this like random guy out of Cincinnati?" And it was Jason Kelsey. Looking back,
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Cool little story.
There you go. All right, Elliot the intern.
Yeah, Elliot the intern.
What a big J.
That's, you know, that's what they call me. Big J ESP.
We have a 76er game tonight, right? Is that tonight?
Is Ben playing?
Yeah, no, he's not playing, but they're favored by 11.5 over the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, no Ingram tonight.
No Ingram.
Ingram is someone I think they should have interest in trading for.
Oh, yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I didn't, okay.
Good take.
No one ever brings that up, so I didn't know it was such like a popular take on that.
I
never listen to the show, apparently, because Mike brings it up once a week.
Well, I would definitely trade for him.
I just don't think that the Pelicans have interest in...
Yeah, but he's demanding. He's getting close to demanding a trade.
Yeah.
You're not wrong, Jack.
The problem is him and Zion are basically the same guy.
Well, the other problem, I mean, it would be good for Ben to go there because no one would care what he did. Like, he would just go down there and be able to, like...
Sacramento is the best place for Ben to play.
Yep. He looked, yeah.
Him and Tobias are built for Sacramento.
Tobias is built to be a king.
Yeah.
Has he been a king?
I don't think so.
He's been on the Magic.
Magic, Bucks, Pistons.
Wow, those are like
Clippers.
Perfect three teams for him.
Yep. Oh, man, he'd be 19 points, yep. 7 rebounds, 4 assists.
Yep, absolutely.
He'd be yelling and screaming he should be an all-star. Ben would go out there throwing the ball around.
That's the thing with Ben, too. Like, obviously, at this point, he has to get out of Philly, but I'd be a little careful about him just being irrelevant once he gets traded.
You'd be careful about him being relevant?
For him, like, at least in Philly, he's in the playoffs, he's in a major market. Like, that 12-8-7 isn't going to get you on SportsCenter for Sacramento.
Completely irrelevant when he's going out there. You're right.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Coming up next, Joe Giglio's Riding with the King.
Dope.
Howard Eskin joins Joe from 6 to 7, and then Joe Giglio takes you through the rest of the evening. Everybody have a great night. Giglio with Howard Eskin coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.